that fun feeling with Gaundy and Maz.
Doesn't this music just make you want to do jazz hands? Is that just me?
Put on a top hat and like a walking cane and spin it around.
You've gone way too far. MC is filling in for Gaundy on the podcast today. Thanks, buddy, for hanging out.
I've had a really good time.
Oh, I've had fun hanging out with you. It's been lovely.
Just realised I didn't bring a new collective name for podcast listeners to today.
Squadettes. That was from, I think, producer Ash.
Does it need to somehow involve like pod? Because you could be a squadette for anything.
So here's the thing. So the pod squad is what we call the listeners of the podcast.
So why do we need something else? Haven't you got it sorted?
It's like a subcategory.
You know what I'm going to have
and
to do?
And I feel like it has to use the word squad. But Look, I don't know. We're just workshopping this every show. I'm
going to call the pod police to get to the bottom of this. Sorry. No?
The pod cops.
Nah, it doesn't quite work, mate.
I don't even think they exist. You can say anything on a podcast and not even get into trouble.
Can you?
No,
can we test that theory?
No.
I can say anything I want on this podcast.
No, that was not an invitation for you to speak how you normally speak when not a microphone
on. No. Tomatoes are shit. At me. You know I'm right.
Whoa.
What's something else?
Hey, can I just...
Okay, I won't say that one.
Can I talk about what's on the podcast today?
Oh, yeah, the important stuff.
You did a really beautiful thing on the show today, MC, opening up about your life as a parent.
Well, you know, it's a special thing.
It's so beautiful.
It's an emotional ride.
I felt like everyone really got to know you in that moment on the show.
And I'd like to think I'm a good dad.
You are.
Thank you.
Probably worth mentioning here that MC is a dog parent.
Not important. All the same.
Not the parent of a child.
If anything, it's more of a responsibility.
That's amazing. We also covered off Ellen quitting her own show.
She's done.
That's pretty huge news. It's everywhere. There's some pretty excellent and awkward audio of her from back in the day too.
It's just really nice to actually have your attention for the first time in hours because you spent all morning.
The whole show.
On...
Julian's auctions. They're auctioning off Janet Jackson's stuff. Like 1,300 items of Janet Jackson's stuff. They're auctioning off. All of the money is going to charity. I wanted to be one of her backup dancers back in the day, so I've got a couple of bids on.
My concern, because there's like thousands of items being auctioned off.
Yeah.
My concern is you've bid on so many.
No, I've only bid on...
Thinking... That, what if you win all of them and you've got to get a second mortgage to pay for your Janet Jackson
obsession?
No, it's not
that bad. I'm only the highest bidder on two items at the moment, a leather jacket and a fedora hat from one of the backup tents.
I like, my favourite is that you can get Janet Jackson pluggers. Like there are Havaianas worn by Janet Jackson.
Yes, three. There's a set of three, but they're two different sizes, which I find so suspect.
Imagine if you got tinea from those.
Ew.
You got Janet Jackson's tinea.
You're assuming she has tinea.
Could you put your tinea in like a little... thing and then put that on eBay.
Sell Janet Jackson's fungus, foot fungus.
I'm overthinking this, aren't I?
Okay, That's all on the podcast. Cool, enjoy that.
You and I were hanging out yesterday. Had a great time.
Can I just side note, because you're mates with my husband,
yes.
so we were all hanging out, but we always end up talking about...
There was a lot of
toilet chat. But it's this common theme with us, like for whatever reason, we just thought...
Guys, it's normal. It's a normal part of being a human being.
It is.
We all do it.
I know.
Don't try and pretend that you don't.
I just feel like it's a really consistent theme in our friendship that we just always end up doing a bit of toilet chat. So it would only make sense that we, bring those conversations to the airwaves.
So we'd had our toilet chat and Glenn's all right, by the way, isn't he?
Yeah, he's all good.
Everything all started working.
He's all fine, mate. He's a bit backed up, but he's fine.
I'm a bit gassy.
He's been having some troubles in that department. He's going to kill me for saying this on air.
Morning, Glenn.
But I didn't even bring it up, but I'm now jumping to the defense of my husband and the lower part of his body. He's fine.
Great.
It's all working like a well-oiled machine again.
All right, we can move on from his lower intestine.
You brought it up.
I just said, was he all right?
He's fine.
So I leave. I go home. And then I send you this message saying, I've broken the toilet. So I
Oh my God.
I got back home. I'd gone to the bathroom, nature called, did the thing. So I've sort of had to, where the toilet roll dispenser is, it's a little sort of further forward. So it's not right. Bad architecture, by the way. Whoever designed my bathroom, don't get them to design yours. So it was a little bit further forward. So I had to lean forward to get the toilet paper. But as I lean, I broke the toilet seat.
The whole seat came off.
The whole seat came off, slipped forward, and I fell onto the ground in front.
But you're okay. You seem fine.
And then I had to like...
Did you hit your head or anything?
Nah, there's a bit of a gap between the wall. But then I had to like try and get the toilet seat back on and not make a mess and...
This is the text message I get. I'm just going to read it out.
Right.
Got back to the hotel. I broke the toilet seat and I've napped. I also feel like crap, so I may just order room service and have an early night. Hope Henry is getting lit.
That's from earlier in the show. Yeah, I taught Maz's 2-year-old how to say get lit.
It's just the best. I was like, well, that's going on the air tomorrow.
So the toilet seat completely snapped off. It fell off the toilet. I fell forward, smack into the tiles.
But you're fine.
I'm lucky I landed the way that I did because it could have been a lot worse. And I guess I, other than, you know, my ego being bruised and my tailbone, could have been a really serious bathroom injury.
Your ego and your bottom. Hey, Maria has called through on 131060. Hey, hun.
How are you going?
We're doing toilet injuries.
Maz is fine when it comes to going to the toilet. She's all right, but you and me, Maria, we've got problems.
I'm pretty normal.
What's happened?
I just, as you do, go to the toilet.
You do, yeah.
I got up from the loo and my back gave way and I went up in hospital for 5 days.
What do you mean? Like after, what, you were pulling up your pants?
Stood up.
Yeah, just finished doing that and then I went to straighten up fully and down I went.
Wow.
Did you have to call an app? Because I'm picturing you dialing 000 and they're like, hello, can we help? And you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And because they ask you the question about what's happened, where are you? And you have to say.
I stood up.
I went to the loo and stood up and now I'm on the ground.
Wow.
No, well, I had it's actually over 20 years ago now. And I had a 2-year-old and I somehow he listened quite well. And I sent him next door to the neighbour because I just couldn't get up.
How close are you with the neighbours?
Wow.
You're good enough mates?
Yeah, pretty close with the neighbours. Yeah.
And are you all good now?
Oh, yeah, pretty good now.
Oh, great. Okay, well, it's got a happy ending. That's hectic.
From standing
just
up.
Just standing up and then a few days in hospital. Tennille, hello.
Hi.
Hey, babe, we're talking toilet injuries.
Well, mine is 12 years, almost 13 years ago now.
Yeah.
I'd had a cesarean and a week later I sat on the toilet and my stomach ruptured.
What do you mean?
My Caesar reopened. My Caesar scar reopened.
Your scar reopened?
Yes.
And did, like, anything fall out of you?
Nothing important. Apparently
just
I had
the useless
a
stuff.
Pretty good Yeah, that's right. Pretty good infection that actually caused it to reopen and the infection kind of came out.
Oh,
well, what's the non-important stuff that's allowed to fall off and it's then that's okay?
I don't know. I think your pancreas is pretty useless.
Don't need that anymore?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I don't know.
There's some stuff in there. Like I had a cesarean and I don't, like they put a screen up so you can't see what's happening. But I think they like literally take some of your organs out of your body to get the kid out and then they stuff everything back in neatly and then sew it all up.
Not in Tennille's case, apparently.
Yeah, well, I mean, then she had the infection and then... Alison, you do have a toilet injury story. Tell us about it, babe.
I'm so scared of cockroaches and there was one following me, so I ran and the only doorway was the toilet. So I stood on the toilet, must have lost my balance a little bit, and the whole toilet disconnected from the floor.
Oh, what?
Yes. Disconnected from the floor, no longer concreted down. So I was balancing back and forward, trying to get it to stabilise and watch where the cockroach is going. And screaming like a lunatic, my partner's rushed in thinking that had to be a snake job for sure. I've hopped down, hadn't done anything but flushed the toilet out of habit and flooded the whole toilet and laundry.
That's gold. At least that would have gotten rid of the cockroach.
That's
though.
True. Don't need the more tea when you flooded the joints. This is Hit Breakfast.
Exactly. I know you're annoyed at me because I've been very distracted today. I haven't really been paying attention.
I think everybody on the Gawndy and Maz team this morning can agree. Maz has, she's not been paying attention at all.
I'm happy to admit it. It's not like I'm denying it. And you guys are like, you haven't been paying attention. I'm like, oh, no, I really have. No, I legit have just not really been like 100% committed to the show this morning.
I would go as far as to say yesterday when we had the post-show meeting where we just catch up and say, this started yesterday.
Well, yeah,
it's only gotten worse this morning.
Okay, can we, before I explain what's going on, I just need to sort of just tie in another little story. So the other day, my husband, it's all related. It's not just like a random story. The other day, Glenn, my husband, was going through, like he was just flicking through our bank statement and he was like, what's this? Julian's Auctions, 1 cent. Because you know sometimes if you're getting scammed, like a company might charge your card 1 cent and then if it doesn't fire off all these alerts, then they like charge you like $48,000 or whatever. Like I think he was just paranoid that we were getting scammed.
And you're like, no, I know what that is.
And I was like, oh, damn it. Now I need to tell you what's going on. I was like, okay, so.
This is the thing that's kept Maz distracted all morning as well.
Julian's Auctions is an auction house in Beverly Hills in California, and they are doing an auction this weekend of all of Janet Jackson's stuff.
So Maz has spent the last couple of hours glued to the computer screen because she wants to buy, like, Janet's old clothes?
So here's the thing.
Is that what this is?
No. So back in the day when I was a teenager, I was a dancer and among other things, like the president of the environment club at my high school, but a dancer. And
you were cool.
And I wanted to be Janet Jackson's backup dancer, one of. That was my goal in life. I was like, I'm either going to be Sandra Bullock's personal assistant or Janet Jackson's backup dancer. And so what I thought, because that dream of mine was never realized because I broke my leg on stage when I was 19 and I had to stop dancing, I thought, not because I never auditioned to be a backup dancer, I thought it would be really cool if, because everything from Janet's world tours,
What kind of stuff? If you want, kind of stuff? And give us like some ballpark figures on some of the cool stuff.
Okay, so there's stuff like, there's all the big ticket items, like there's outfits that she's worn to the Grammys. There's stuff that she's worn on stage on her tours. And that's going for like thousands of dollars.
Yeah, right.
There's stuff like her makeup chair, which is a couple of $100. There's road cases from her tours. There's also diaries of hers, one of her report cards from school, her gold framed Grammy award, like gold record things, all of that stuff. There's also, though, like backup dancer hats from the Rhythm Nation tour and the Velvet Rope tour and some of the backup dancer outfits. And that's what I thought would be cool if I could put a bid on, which is why I'm looking through the catalogue, because the auction starts in 18 hours, people.
If it starts in 18 hours, why have you spent the last 7 days on this bloody website?
Because there's a lot of items. It's like a 49 page catalogue. There's hundreds and hundreds of items and I'm trying to find, like, first of all, I don't want to spend heaps of money. Like, I only want to spend like $150 maximum on like a fedora from the Velvet Rope Tour, for example.
So when you mentioned this to your husband, when you explained the 1 cent charge on the bank statement and you said, oh, no, it's totally normal. It's for an online auction happening this weekend for Janet Jackson's junk.
Yeah, he was like, oh, Janet Jackson. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Can we say that we're new friends with Budra? Is that how we're starting this interview?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys are my friends.
There we go.
Yes, that's so nice. Hey, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
That's cool. I mean, things are on the up and up for you as a singer-songwriter, hey?
Yeah, I guess so.
This song, it's just, and I'm not doing this because, you know, you've got to be nice to the guest on your radio show. I genuinely mean it. I love this song.
Oh, thanks.
Just make, I hear it and I'm thinking, I just want to be on a deck chair on an island somewhere, preferably tropical. It just chills me out, makes me think of sunshine.
That's what I think too. It's just like good beach tune.
So you've got this EP now. You've worked with Matt Corby. Is that right? Are you guys buddies?
Yeah, we're good friends. We made the whole EP together.
I mean, it's kind of early days for you. Where are you hoping, you know, your music's going to take you?
Anywhere.
Number one, Mazzy. Number one. Number here, one. Everywhere.
I'll sing to whoever will listen, so I'm happy to go anywhere.
Okay, well, that would be on the 4th of June in Byron Bay. Yeah. You are doing a gig there. Now, there is a lot of, like, celebrity focus in Byron Bay at the moment.
Yeah.
Are you thinking there might be some famous faces in that audience?
I don't know. I know Zac Efron's around.
Would that be more intimidating for you if you were doing a gig and somebody like Zac Efron or Matt Damon was just, like, kicking around?
Hemsworth up the back.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I don't know, because sometimes when you're on stage, I know in the Byron Theatre, I sang there one time with Ash Grunwald and I couldn't see anyone in the audience, so I don't think...
But, I mean, he has experience when it comes to sharing stages and being in the same room as absolute A-listers. All right, tell us about the time you were at a gig and then neck minute, you're there with Idris Elba. Oh. What happened? How did this come about?
Well... It was with Lime Cordial. It was their show. And the first night, it was all right. I had my little dressing room. But on the second night, on Sunday, they moved all the dressing rooms. And my manager was like, sorry about this. The guest list is just, like, insane tonight. There's a lot of people. And I was like, all right. And he's like, yeah, Russell Crowe, Chris Hemsworth, and Idris Elba. And I was like, what?
Wow.
And I take Polaroids, like, everywhere. That's, like, my hobby. So I have a book of Polaroids and...
Oh, that's cool. You don't shake them, do you?
No, no.
You're not meant to. That's what Andre 3000 taught me that.
I just put them in my pocket, so, like, they're just all right. But I went and got my picture with the Lime Boys. I had one left, and I was like, I need to get it with Idris Elba.
Yes, you do.
It's a lot of pressure on that one, like, photo. You want to make sure you're not blinking or you don't have a double chin if you've only got one Polaroid left.
Yeah, he's my favorite actor too. And so I went, and then Idris Elba just walks in, and everyone, it was the craziest thing, everyone just turned to him.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the type of bloke that would enter a room and everyone's just instantly pregnant, male, female, everything. He's got a lot of sex appeal.
I got nervous, so I, like, tried to get out of the room. And then the photographer there was like, looked at me because I couldn't walk out because the door was blocked because everyone was trying to talk to Idris. And I was nervous, so I was like, you know, I'll just wait till he comes out and I get a photo. And the lady was like, do you need help? I'll help you. And I was like, no, I'm all right. And I just, like, stood there in the corner waiting to leave the room awkwardly.
Oh, my God, you're so sweet.
And then they were like, oh, Butcher's got a Polaroid. Could he get a Polaroid with you? And he's like, yeah, in his, like, British accent. And he was so lovely. He's a nice dude. And
that's cool.
Got the nice Polaroid.
The shot looks good.
Hey, man, good on you. Like, keep doing what you're doing. Good luck with the gig on the 4th of June. And I'm sure we're going to hear great things from you down the track.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for joining us, Budra. It's been a big 24 hours for the both of us. We've both broken a lot of stuff. I busted a toilet. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But you've...
I didn't break my car, but my
car... We don't know that yet.
My car's broken down. Yesterday after the show, I got in my car and it just wouldn't start. It was super annoying. And because we had organised MC to hang out after the show, I was like, I'll just leave the car at work. Because Glenn, my husband, had come here with Henry.
Yes.
And then we all sort of left together. So,
except it was just me. I was the only one that was leaving and didn't realise what was going on.
Yeah, so you got to our house before we did.
Just there on
my
own.
Anyway, so I just thought I'll leave the car at work. We'll go and hang out with MC because he can be a real diva sometimes about, you know, being on time or whatever.
True.
So, and then I was like, I'll deal with the car in the afternoon. And so it got to the afternoon and I was sort of explaining to Glenn, what, like, the car just wouldn't start.
Going, oh, what happened? What were, like, the warning lights? Was it making any noise?
There was a warning light that I realized was on. I think it's been on for a few days now that I think back, but at the time I didn't really pay that much attention to it. And then I was like, he goes, well, could you start the car? And I was like, no, like, you're gonna
make it making
me
a noise.
You're gonna make me do it, aren't you?
What was the noise that you made?
The car, like, when you go to start it, it, like, it was starting but not ticking over.
Yeah,
so
what
it was
noise?
It was like,
one more time.
Like that. And it wouldn't, like, usually it goes, rum, bum, 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 like that, but it didn't do that bit anyway. So then I said to Glenn, I've got to call AAMI. Like, What do you mean, double AMI? And I mentioned it just before and you guys were all laughing at me because they're my insurer and I've just always called them double AMI, but apparently I'm wrong.
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Is the theme song, Lucky You're with double AMI?
It's definitely Amy.
I don't know why. I have always called them double AMI.
No, mate. And it's not the jingle.
I know what the jingle is, but in my head, it's because Amy's A-M-Y, like Amy Shark, but this is double A-M-I.
Amy could also be A-M-I-E.
But no, it's double A-M-I.
So when you're calling double A-M-I today and they ask you on the phone, hey, Maz, what kind of noise did your car make when you tried to start it? What will you say?
Okay, buddy, talk to me.
Now,
what's going on?
You're a parent?
I have a little two-year-old, Henry. He is divine. You met Henry.
I did meet Henry.
Yesterday, we hung out.
Actually, later in the show, we'll find out why I'm probably never allowed in your house again. We'll get to that soon.
Oh, my God. But it was very cute seeing you around my little kid. It was nice.
I mean, it doesn't really come as a surprise, but your life just completely changes when you welcome a little one into your house.
100%. Everything changes. It will never go back to the way it was.
Which is fine.
I don't know if you've had this moment, MC, where you're like, what did I even do with my life before this little thing came along?
How did you feel time?
Like, I honestly am like, I feel like life really began when Henry came along.
So Henry's just over two. I've got little Archie. He's just over three.
Bless.
And it's just like all the little bits of your life suddenly become not complicated, but they require extra thought. Like you can't just on a Saturday morning go, right, let's go for a drive.
Yeah, no, because you have a third member of your family.
We have to bring all of his stuff, make sure the car's packed, or if you're going for just mum and dad are having a lunch, got to find someone to look after the little one.
Exactly.
And there's lots of extra admin. And, you know, it's not all just organising things. There's the really good stuff. It's amazing how they just learn so quickly.
Oh, my God. And aren't, like the cuddles? The cuddles are like, the cuddles from your little one are just, it's like you inhale them. They're just so precious.
When you get home from work and that little face and those little eyes and how excited they are. Like, so the latest things that Archie's learnt, this is just in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
When we say to him, so generally in the morning when he's woken up and we say, get your goobers. Get your, like the sleep in his eyes. We call them goobers. We go, get your goobers. And he goes to where the tissues are because we'll get the tissue and we'll wipe his eyes. Get your goobers.
That's really cute.
And he just
goobers
sits there.
Goobers is like a really, I thought like
he just
nose,
sits there and get your goobers. And the other one, when it's time for his bed, we go, righto, time for bed. And he gets up and waits in the doorway for you. So then so instead of, you know what it's like, a lot of kids, when it's bedtime,
No. Kids are not fans of going to bed.
Like sometimes
usually,
when he's really comfortable sitting with us on the couch, he might not want to get up, but come on, time for bed.
And he's all about it.
And he gets up and he waits in the doorway and it's just.
Bedtime's just one of my favourite times too.
And the other thing, when we went on our first holiday without him.
I haven't done that yet.
Oh,
I literally haven't spent like more than a second away from Henry.
I mean, Archie's three, so he's a little bit older and, you know, like my in-laws, he hangs out with his grandparents and they do a really good job and he really likes being at their place. But it's nice to have your alone time, but you just spend the entire holiday just thinking about it.
Just pining after
them. What's he doing? And then so for the last couple of days of the holiday, I just miss him.
Yeah.
I just miss him.
I get it.
This is all the good news.
Yeah, so what's the not great news?
So last week, he went to go get a checkup. Had to get some needles, you know, normal stuff. Had to get some needles.
Yeah.
Go get a checkup. And so we're sitting there and it turns out he had like a little ear infection as well, which is fine.
No, that's pretty normal.
No, that's fine. Yeah, and they said it's really common around that age. It happens. Yep. So we've got eardrops for his ear infection and it's all okay. And then the doc, after weighing him, said, could do with losing a little weight.
Oh, so he really takes after you. At what point do we mention that Archie's a dog?
Oh, yeah, Archie's a dog.
Okay, guys, this is pretty huge news. After 18 seasons, Ellen DeGeneres has announced that her show will be coming to an end. Shock, horror. I mean, with all the bad press and stuff.
I mean,
It's not too much of a surprise, but it is still a pretty big deal. She has been like a powerhouse of daytime TV, mm-hmm. not just in America.
The world.
The world. She's got Ellen Tube, her clips that go viral.
Remember when she
the
came
time.
To Australia a number of years ago? It was
mayhem.
I was there in the crowd and it was like nothing. Like she was a rock star.
She was a rock star, but the last few years there's been so much bad press. So this doesn't come as a huge, huge surprise, but Ellen has officially announced on her own show that her 19th season will be the last.
I am announcing that next season, season 19, is going to be my last season. This show has been the greatest experience of my life, and I owe it all to you.
So it would have been really funny then if, like, the audience all just started cheering.
And did the weird awkward dancing in the aisles, like the start of every show.
Finally, she's decided to wrap it up. So I think everyone is across the toxic
the
culture.
The writing's been on the wall for a while.
There's been investigations. There's been people stood down. There's been a lot of negative publicity. But it all kind of, I think, goes back to 2019, which I think may have been, or people are saying, this was the start of the downfall. Mm. And it was this interview that Ellen did with Dakota Johnson, and it was just so incredibly awkward. Have a listen.
Good to see you. Happy That's belated you birthday. Too. When was your birthday?
It was October 4th.
October 4th. You turned 30.
I did.
And how was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, last year, you gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you, but I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you.
Oh.
You've been on the show many times, and don't I show like? Yeah.
But I did invite you, and you didn't come, so.
This time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
Ask everybody. Ask Jonathan, your producer. Who said you were?
I was invited? Why didn't I go?
I don't know.
Was it? Oh yeah, I had that thing.
Oh, how? That was just so awkward to listen to.
Awkward to imagine her squirming on that chair while that's happening.
So here's the thing, like that happened in 2019 and then, there's been this sort of, you know, downfall and negative publicity. And then just this week, a former producer, her name is Hedda Muscat. She was actually on Sunrise with Koshy and Nat Barr and she had some pretty explosive claims about the show.
No, not a shock at all. The viewers have spoken. Her ratings have been in the toilet for a long, long time now. Her show has not been fun. It has not been interesting. And she's not really, by the way, stepping down. The viewers fired her.
The viewers fired her.
It's pretty black and white, isn't it?
It's pretty intense. There are rumors. Also, I just love this quote from Dakota. No, that's not the truth, Ellen. She said it in such a dignified way, but she was just calling BS. There are rumors of her. So who's going to replace Ellen? Right?
This is fun.
It feels
fun.
Like, you know, it feels like there was Oprah and then Oprah decided it was time.
Yeah.
And then there was Ellen and now she's been fired by the viewers. Who's next?
Sharon Osbourne still on that other show? She got kicked off that a while ago, didn't she?
She got booted off that because we don't even need to unpack that one. But no, she's not. So the rumor is this hilarious comedian and actress, Tiffany Haddish. I don't know if you're across what she's done. She's been in a couple of movies. She's done an amazing interview with David Letterman on his Netflix show.
Tiffany Haddish show. They tell me. It's still the Ellen Show, but I've always wanted to have my own talk show. And the Tiffany Haddish Show sounds good, right?
Is this, like, how close to confirmed is this?
I don't know. It's just a rumor, but that was her filling in for Ellen. So Ellen had some time off and Tiffany came in and actually hosted. So she's already done the job. She's already done her audition.
I've got a thought. I don't know how close they are to signing contracts, but a last minute suggestion.
Oh, here we go. This will be ridiculous.
Carrie Ann.
Bring her back.
Loves to dance awkwardly.
She loves to chat.
Queen
she
of
does.
Australian daytime TV.
Yep. She's been around forever. She could still keep going.
Start that hashtag.
All
get
right.
that trending. Cack
Carrie
for
Ann.
Ellen.
Yeah, love it.
Great.
Do
done.
That.
7:26. Hit breakfast.
That's a wrap for Gondi and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think.